Man Revolution, Volume 5, Episode 74.
Long live the revolution.
Oh, we're back. Back again. Back on a Friday night, live from all over. It is the One Man Revolution podcast. I am your host, the Revolutionary. I'm joined by
the Comrade
and
the Canadian.
It's weird to do this show with editing. I don't like it.
It is. It's the worst thing ever.
It's so disorienting.
It is. It is only 946 days until the next president is constitutionally required. And this week, the president didn't know how to use a snap.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really sad.
Honestly, pathetic. Maybe even, disqualifying.
And then he
wouldn't that be hilarious? If it was like he can't be president because he can't do the snap,
right? Article 25.
Well, but of course, people are on the MAGA side are like, whoa, it wasn't working, so he figured out a creative solution.
What, choking?
Yeah,
Marine?
It wasn't working because he didn't know how to work it.
All right, well, I am drinking, I think this is one of those annual things. I'm drinking a Fanta.
Nice.
Exotic taste.
Oh, who's that on the front?
Where it is this color.
Is that the Duchess on the front?
This is World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they have those. I think the best Fanta that I've had so far is this cherry apple one. Which they just came out.
That sounds good.
It's delicious. But I don't know what this flavor is. It's just called exotic. And it's pink.
Have you ever done like a soda fountain suicide?
I think it's passion fruit and peach.
It is indeed passion fruit and peach. Yes.
All right.
Nice.
Way to go, Canadian.
I know my colors of soda.
Betting dollar. Yeah. I've got... a really fun one. This is the Super Funka. Sorry, the Funka Super.
Funka Superdelic.
Funka Superdelic. There we go. It's a New Zealand style IPA.
Yeah.
Pale ale.
They put cheap dung in it.
Pale ale. It's from Buckball Brewing in Tennessee. So this is one of my foreign beers.
weird truck beer.
Yeah.
So this was the weird little town close to where I was up in North Carolina. And the bartender at this bar was from, like, West Palm. And then the bartender at the bar across the street from this one lives in my... used to, like, 10 years ago, lived in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah, pretty wild. Apparently, everybody in Florida leaves for the foothills of the Appalachians, which, yeah.
let's be honest. It's a nice place.
It's beautiful.
If it wasn't for all the people that already live there.
Like, literally, you just look at a view from an overlook and you go, this, but no Republicans. And then...
Yeah, this, but educated people.
this and sane bathroom laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that part of the country is absolutely beautiful. Yeah. But I...
Full of idiots.
You know, they're the same people that tried to shoot people who were trying to give them money.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the generalist. Shot at the generalist trying to give them money.
So I am drinking the beer equivalent of Fanta. It's an Athletic.
Which one is that?
In a glass. It's it's the only one Publix has. It's a hazy IPA. In a glass.
There you go.
So I'm like legitimate. Fancy. But I also have. I know this is sounding a little weird, but I'm also having a Manhattan. the Manhattan is left over from last week, so it had to be drunk. It's going to have to be thrown away.
There's rules about these things.
There's rules, yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, last week we spent a bunch of time talking about the president's birthday party.
Yeah, we did.
And on the White House lawn, which is now dead from aerial shots. And
did they take down the cage? Because they wanted it to stay permanently.
It's the area around the cage. It has nothing to do with any festival.
Time out. Permanently?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, he wanted it permanent because he said it was majestic like the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a face every American should have, comrade. Yeah.
What the fuck?
There's no other word than that, yeah.
Grandpa likes his stage that he built with his own two hands.
I mean, the only thing missing from that thing was the Brondo logo.
Yeah.
It was the only thing missing from that scene.
And people photoshopped it in, so it exists.
It took him 30 seconds. Because the worst part is you had to change nothing. You just had to add the logo.
There's
nothing else to be done there.
There were so many logos on there,
Bud Light, Ram. There's a whole
bunch of crypto companies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, did you hear? I don't know if we talked about this, but apparently all of the prize fighting payouts were in Trump crypto.
Yeah.
In Trump coin.
Yeah. Yeah. Where you can't spend it unless you give Trump money to exchange it.
It's amazing.
And then somebody has to want to buy it, and nobody wants to buy it. So, you're stuck with it's worthless.
Bro, it's a scam all the way down.
Oh, yeah. All the bonus payouts were done in crypto, in Trump coin.
Trump coin.
Yeah.
They were in one of his crypto properties.
Famous for being useless.
It's like that mythology where it's turtles all the way down, right? The earth is resting on it. It's grift all the way down. Yeah.
It was sponsored by Trump's media company.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a way to get more grift. And if you didn't hear, apparently Eric called up one of the, or messaged out of the blue, one of the coordinators one of the fighters, who's a fighter coordinator now. He's no longer a fighter. He wasn't fighting.
Oh, okay.
He's a talent guy. He's like, hey, I heard you're hiring people. Do you have any tips? Mm-hmm. You know, how about this ticket? You know, and the guy's like, hey, it's not appropriate for me to even talk about any of that stuff.
That's so crazy, you know?
When the guys from the UFC have more ethical fortitude than the president of the United States' children.
The bar is in hell,
you know,
man.
He was basically asking for the predictive markets because they own the predictive markets and he wanted to make sure, you know, both Kelsey predictive markets are owned by the Trump family.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Kushner owns them.
Kushner's big in one of them, right?
Eric Jr. Is big in one of them.
Don Jr. Yeah. Kushner just owns like everything else.
He owns all the properties.
Well, Kushner himself is owned by Netanyahu, so does he really own anything?
I thought it was owned by the Saudis.
No. No, that's the crazy thing. He's owned by Netanyahu, but he's grifted the Saudis. And you know how
I'm tired,
what's
man.
His name? Something Bin Salman likes it when people cross him.
I'm tired.
You can expect a bone saw in Kushner's future.
That sounds like a name of a traditional WWE fighter.
No,
bone saw.
No, that's the guy from Spider-Man 1. Bone saw is here. It was the cage match. Bone saw is ready. I think it was Macho Man.
That's right.
It was Macho Man and Savage. Yeah.
Legendary.
And the funny part about that was. Was Bruce Campbell who was calling that fight in Spider-Man 1.
That was Bruce Campbell?
That was Bruce Campbell.
Oh,
what's your name, kid?
I didn't notice that. That's awesome.
Man Spider? That'll never work.
Yeah.
Yeah, the human spider. That'll never work. Spider-Man.
Bruce Campbell.
And we wish Bruce Bruce Campbell a recovery. He announced a little while ago that he has a form of cancer that, although it can be controlled, it can never be cured.
Oh, Jesus.
So, which just means, you know, which again, we wish him well.
A speedy recovery, indeed.
the speed recovery.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was gonna joke, but it's not a joking matter, so I won't.
I know how to pop balloons.
No, I was going to joke about, you said he's kind of cancer that can be controlled but never cured. And right. I was going to say, oh, got married.
Wow.
But I didn't say that because that would have been insensitive.
But yours, though malignant, was treated.
It's controlled. Let me put it controlled. That way. It's okay. Not gone.
Okay.
Well, you just keep throwing money at it, and eventually it'll go away.
Yeah.
The Magic Johnson way. That's right.
Yes.
Oh man. Yeah. So that whole cage match happened, and according to Dana White, the head of the UFC, after that match, when the individual, and there's clips of it everywhere. One of the fighters who, during his weigh-in, like vomited on his way to the stands.
Yeah.
He is of course the peak male form.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. He looks like some kind of a bathroom brawler. He has a lion tattooed on his chest, which, you know, that's beautiful.
Well, he puked all over that, so he couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of the Michelle Obama thing.
Oh God.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but a fellow who is houseless who comes by, and he does work for people around the neighborhood to make some money, and then, you know, he's got a bank account, and he just doesn't have enough money to get into an apartment.
Yep.
And he's been on the street long enough, he probably can't have a regular job because that changes the way you think. Anyway, he came around this morning, I was talking to him, telling me about his life, but he didn't realize it was Juneteenth. He's a black fellow.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he did know that some racist asshole called out Michelle Obama as a man mm-hmm. on the UFC yeah. fight.
Yeah.
So that at least is that's getting around to communities more than Juneteenth is, I think.
I just want to say that the reason we have Juneteenth is because black communities didn't know a piece of information.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. It's literally what Juneteenth right. is.
It's literally what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
The white people didn't tell him.
Well, so I didn't realize that people were doing this, and it's very funny because I found out about it this year. On the, I guess it's the 14th of June, right? Is that when the tussle in the garden happened?
Yeah, the president's birthday.
No. It's Barack Obama Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 14th of June every year is Barack Obama Appreciation Day.
Every living president was there at the opening ceremony, which was today.
Yep, except
of the Barack Obama Presidential Library in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, every living president. I think that's
with the exception. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's just with the exception leave it there.
Of Donald John Trump.
Right?
Is he alive?
As we know, he's not a living president.
No, it's Weekend at Bernie's. But worse,
yeah,
because it's AI and drugs.
Yeah, yeah. He's simply animated through drugs.
I mean, he was.
But that photograph was amazing. It was is Bill and Hillary, George W. and Laura, Barack and
Michelle
and Michelle, and then on the end of it was Biden and and Dr. Jill.
Yeah.
So, and you look at that group of people and you look at that group of people and you go, wow, those are all, and they were all smiling and they were all happy. Uh-huh. And you're like, and there he is. There's George W. Bush, who never makes a public appearance. And here he is.
Unless Michelle Obama's there. Obama. He loves Michelle Obama.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot to love about Michelle Obama.
But George W. Bush specifically, like he calls Michelle his girlfriend to his wife.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's the most Republican thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's just a really bizarre attachment to another man's wife.
Yeah. There's a joke in there somewhere. I need
details to find the joke, but the joke is there somewhere, man. It's too funny.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that story won an Oscar last year. That's one battle after another for those two.
Yes, yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
The Obama Presidential Library is open. And it's apparently a massive departure from form, just like everything else the man did, which is great. Because it's meant to be more of a like a lived history experience than it is a library, because there's no physical records. Everything's digital.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's pictures. That's about all this.
And PDFs.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't even have to have the National Archives staffing, because it's not physical documentation.
Yeah. Well, I thought they didn't allow physical files at the Obama Library.
No, Congress passed a law.
If there's no physical documents anymore, then what did Trump have in his bathroom?
Receipts.
top secret and classified documents are still on paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Plus, he printed them out because he doesn't know how to use a computer.
Well, there's that. Yeah. But also, it's easier.
He also doesn't know how to use that.
It's easier to distribute unapproved materiel if it's printed and undocumented, right?
And it's easier to show off to your pals.
Oh, true. Can, yeah, it's really fun to just like flash top secret shit at like foreign agents.
Yeah.
That's what I do on my weekends.
That's how you make friends with them. And then they give you stuff. they give you stuff, right?
Right. Yeah, you get hotels and handshakes.
I got this condo I'm upside down in South Beach. Oh yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll buy it for twice what it's worth. Hey, great. Yeah, excellent. Let me show you this map and these names.
Have you heard of this new radar system we're trying out? I want to show you a picture of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Here's some specs.
And in more fraud and corruption, the reflecting pool is shedding its skin.
Well, it's all the bleach.
Yeah. Well, no, it's all the hydrogen peroxide.
Sorry. Yeah.
No, it was a job poorly done in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's going to shed its spring. It doesn't matter whether it's hydrogen peroxide or not. That's just because pool paint deals with bleach, mm-hmm. right? It deals with the pH. It deals with all those things. This was just a job poorly done.
Have you ever tried to stick paint to granite?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I haven't.
That's what this was. It's polished granite and paint and an epoxy paint, and it just came right off.
I've been learning so many things about the reflecting pool that I never knew about because it was fine until somebody screwed with it. Apparently, that granite was exactly porous enough to keep the water clean because it was constantly being flushed through, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. The American flag green that it is now is a fun consequence of it. But I was going to say, I really enjoy hydrogen peroxide as the fix because it is an open wound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and it is American flag blue, which just happens to be Iranian. No, it just happens to be the same color as Iranian flag green.
Oh, good. Yes. Yeah. Oh. I love color theory.
Not only did Trump surrender in the war in Iran, but he surrendered American flag blue to Iranians as well.
Right. That's right.
So it's no longer the red, white, and blue. It's the red, white, and Iranian green.
Well, and since it was the president's birthday, and after his little playpen battles, he went to he came to Europe for the G7 conference.
I'm surprised they let him fly. Way.
Yeah, and no, they met him with no fanfare. There was no red carpet. There was no nothing. He struggled to get down the big boy stairs because he took the big boy stairs. He has been taking the side stairs,
yes,
which are much lower in the plane, but he had to come down the big boy stairs.
Yeah.
And he looked terrible.
Yeah.
He was tired from his party.
Mm-hmm.
He was, even though he took his naps during his party, he was there. But his friends, all the friendly leaders all around the world gave him presents. Mm-hmm. You know, Macron gave him a bicycle.
Yep. Nice. Yeah, I did. In the red, white, and blue of America.
Yeah.
Wait, what? That piqued my interest. What sort of bicycle?
Oh.
Was it a Peugeot?
No. It began with an
F. No.
Four letter word.
Felt.
A tuck?
It was like from or felt or something. Hang on.
A felt. It's felt. Felt.
F-E-L-T.
Felt.
Yeah. It was a felt bike. That was. Yeah.
Is it a felt?
So that was fun. That was fun.
No, it's not.
And then they. It wasn't a felt. What is it?
It's a look.
A look.
A look bicycle.
L-O-O-K.
Yeah, that's also French.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course it's French. Macron gave it to him.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering if which kind.
So it's a white bike. For those who haven't seen the picture, it's a white bike, and the front fork is blue, white, and red in bars because America.
Yeah.
That's what they told us, because America.
That's a very thoughtful gift for a 350-pound-year-old octogenarian.
No, for Joe Biden, it was a great gift.
Yeah, it was a great gift for Joe Biden, yeah.
Oh, my God. That bike is going to sit.
And then they gave him a pen.
Oh.
And they gave him a pen so he could sit down and surrender to Iran.
Yeah.
In Versailles.
In Versailles. Which, okay, I think there's a lot of people in America who don't understand the significance of Versailles.
I mean, they have an American history education, so they don't.
Now, I understood World War One and World War Two. World War One, the German surrender signed in Versailles. Mm-hmm. I guess
the complete and total surrender.
Mm-hmm. Total surrender, and that precipitated essentially World War Two.
Yes, it did.
More complicated than that, but yeah, that's basically what happened. I didn't understand all the other places outside of the French Revolution where things had been signed in Versailles. Mm-hmm. That was new to me. I learned a little bit about it. Thank you, Mr. President, for proving that there is a fine line between a strategic alliance and a sloppy French kiss.
You know, I don't know if you saw, but Macron's wife like literally stiff-armed Trump while he was running in for the diplomatic French kiss.
Yeah,
she said no.
Yeah, Macron and that whole thing was like the statesman helping senile grandpa get around and not get lost.
Dude, it's somebody made a post about it on Threads that really kind of landed with me. It's shocking how bad he looks when he's not surrounded by his handlers.
Right.
Right? Like, because in the White House, when the cameras are on and where they're pointed and where he is when that happens is all super controlled. Mm-hmm. And when he travels, that's not at all. And it's you can't hide how bad he looks when he's away from the safety net. It's, I mean, if you saw the video of him trying to pin the Medal of Honor, I know we already talked about it earlier, but if you watch the video of him, his eyes are just closed. He's kind of weaving, like he doesn't function. He's a non-functioning person. In that vein, we had a technical difficulty.
Yeah, we were non-functioning people last night, apparently, or the internet was a non-functioning person.
Yeah, we made it a little bit in, and then we took the longest union break we've ever taken. So we're technically back the next day. So this episode is probably going to turn out a little bit shorter. So that means we have beers to crack, or I do. Do you have one?
I do too.
Oh, great!
I'm having a McClellan 12-year scotch as a warm up.
Yes.
To mix with here we go.
All right. I'm rocking an Oscar Blues Old Chub.
Oh, Old Chub. Yeah.
It's a classic, man. I saw it in Asheville. I had to bring it back home.
I can't find those around here.
They don't come down here. Oscar Blues doesn't come down here, and it's a damn shame. I'll have you know, I have some that I'm going to be bringing with me.
Nice.
I have others that I'm going to be cellaring.
Nice. Yeah. I am, to go along with the McClellan, I'm having an Athletic.
Oh, beautiful. There you go.
Because I had a six-pack and I got to drink them.
Excellent. So, excellent.
Cool. Yeah, I have a Sierra Nevada Summerfest that's in my little fridge, but it's not cold.
Fair. And shout out to the Revolutionary who was here for the first half hour of this one, who... I believe it's like 2 a.m. for him right now, so there's no way we were going to get him shoehorned.
Yeah, we weren't gonna wake him up.
Yeah, that's okay. Props to him for toughing it out yesterday. AT&T can suck a dick. It's fine. Anyway,
the problem was, and anybody listening, you can make of this what you were. We were, if you just heard the warm-up, we were talking about the signing of Versailles and President Trump and how bad he looked and what a bad look that is just in general, historically, to do that.
Yep.
And then we lost internet from AT&T, which is just noticeably and notably a conservative outlet.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, make of it what you will.
The funny part is we're not even like live to Twitch or anything for this. So like they have to be monitoring me.
They've got that shack hooked up again with the pipe going into the the internet going straight into NSA.
I know I have a file in that NSA server. I think we all do.
I think we all do. Yeah.
Look, if you don't, you're doing something wrong. Yep. We're not doing something enough.
Yeah, I figure they'll come to deport me eventually, not realizing that I'm a dually. So,
I honestly, best case scenario for you.
Yeah,
Canadian maybe. Gets deported.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I couldn't think of a worse way to end my month is getting deported officially to another country where I have asylum.
Another country with nationalized healthcare.
Yeah.
I watched, to be totally
honest, I think if I learned rudimentary Spanish, even if I got deported somewhere in Central or South America, I could be better off than I am here.
Yeah. That's the key. I need to learn Spanish. That's on my docket.
Hmm.
We're digressing three or four times now, but not just, you know, for travel. A lot of South America you can visit a lot easier if you can speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a FedEx office because I needed to send something absolutely positively, had to get there overnight on Monday. Mm. And in there was a dude who didn't speak English.
Mm.
And it was like there was some other guy came in who spoke Spanish and did the translation. And it's like, no, it just would be good to speak a useful language.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I speak halting French, but no other useful language.
I've tried to learn Spanish a few times. I took it in high school because everybody did. And I kind of picked up on it. But what I discovered is unless you're in an environment where you can actually use it, if not every day, but multiple times a week at least, you don't retain it. Because if you're not practicing language, it dies.
No. But in Orlando, you can do that. You can just go eat at Cuban restaurants.
True. And be like, hey, I suck at Spanish, but I'm trying to get better. Help me out. I'm
trying to get better. Yeah, help me out. Yeah. No, I worked in Chile for a week.
Right.
And I was like, you know, if this project takes off, I could come here and take language classes at night and then practice with the people I work with.
That'd be cool.
The project got canceled, so I was only there a week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Chile, weirdly, Chile and Argentina both seem pretty damn cool. Fully acknowledging the problematic history of Argentina.
Yeah, a lot of South America is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, Uruguay I think is fine, and Ecuador I think is fine, or that used to be. I don't know if it
Ecuador
is anymore,
not. So fine.
It's not good anymore.
Well, that's where CECOT is, isn't it?
Yeah. No, that's El Salvador.
El Salvador, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, then I don't know. I could. I'm.
Yeah. My inkling is that Ecuador has gone downhill, but like Ecuador in the 90s was like wiring the internet everywhere back before anybody else was. Right. Ooh. They were trying to get. Kind of recruit remote workers and all of that.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think the West Coast.
But I don't know if it's still there.
I think the West Coast is generally a better place in South America, but I don't know much, obviously. So there's that. It is a mega diverse country, which is cool. I guess there's a lot of interesting nature.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I wouldn't be sad about going to South America. I just have to learn Spanish real fast. Anyway.
I watched a video from a Brit talking about how you can't mess with Americans because it was showing the snake, the python rattlers in the Everglades.
Oh, yeah.
Where Wranglers, where there was a guy on a boat. He's standing on the edge of the boat, and they're driving up into the... No, they run on a big 4x4, and they're driving through the marsh, and he jumps into the bush and comes up with a 20-foot python. And he's
but
like...
That's not the snake.
Yeah. and they're talking about, this is a nest, and there's eggs, and you know all this crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And the Brit's like, you know... We're not doing that. We'll get in the queue right this time. And his punchline was, this is all in a place where you have to pay for your own health care.
Yeah, yeah. The running joke is Americans live like we have free health care. It's genuinely. Yeah. Like we do incredibly dangerous things. We eat like we have free health care. We consume cheese on a European level as if we had European health care.
Yeah. Love, laugh, live like you have free health care. Yeah, that's right. The American that's motto. Right.
Live, laugh, imagine NHS.
Yeah. Also in the news, I don't know. I didn't realize what was, you know, I've been watching a lot of football.
Yep.
And occasionally news pops up because, you know, it's like the game ends and all of a sudden some newscasters are talking at me about stuff.
Well, the most unfortunate thing about the World Cup is that it's being broadcast on Fox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily fixable by going to Telemundo and learning Spanish.
Yeah, there you go. But they were talking about what a bad job J.D. Vance did.
Oh.
And
with what?
And with the Iran deal. Oh. They're blaming J.D. Vance for how bad the Iran deal is when we all know it's President Trump saying, sign this thing. I don't care what it is, just get it done.
But we also all knew that J.D. Vance was going to be the fall guy for something.
Mm hmm.
You know, like it's the biggest, most significant diplomatic thing the president's done, and it's gone to dog shit because, of course, it did. So who's there to get blamed but J.D. Vance? It's perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
And the president even said, if it works, I'll take credit. If not, I'm blaming J.D. Vance. Yeah. Ha 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 ha. And it's like, who's the one guy J.D. Vance can't fire?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, every
or
joke,
one guy President Trump can't fire is J.D. Vance.
Every joke is a confession, right? It's every accusation is a confession. It's all confessions all the way down.
Yeah. Just like turtles.
Just confessions and turtles.
And grift, right? Yeah. Grift, confession, and turtles.
Things all the way down, grift, confession, and turtles. Oh, man.
Things all the way down for 500.
Yeah, it's a disaster. It's everything about it is a disaster. Of course it is. I mean, the details from what we've heard are atrocious because of course they are, as they should be. Mm-hmm. We invaded a country illegally for no good goddamn reason, and now we have to pay them $300 billion.
Yeah.
And now they have exclusive tolling and military patrol rights to the Strait of Hormuz, which is weird because I don't think we have the ability to dictate that.
No. But it's sort of like there are no rules to this game.
Right.
So you make them up as you go. And if somebody says, oh, yeah, that's a rule. Mm-hmm. Now it's a rule.
I mean, if
so,
the biggest guns say it's a rule now, then I guess it is.
And we just said, yeah, okay, you can do that. We're not going to stop you. And then who is going to? I mean, I guess England might say, no, we're gonna, you know, we'll go to war over our ships or something. Nobody's going to do it.
No. I mean, all of our strategic allies have explicitly distanced themselves from this conflict.
This mess. Yeah.
We're not going to get help anywhere.
All it means is that Iran has a lot of leverage and there's going to be trade deals and free transport deals with Iran. And so if somebody goes to war and you're not one of them, maybe your ships go through. You know?
Maybe. Does that one office in London want to insure your ship? We'll find out.
Yeah. You know? I don't know.
But even so, like even with this, you know, memo of understanding, because part of it is intrinsically tied to Israel and Israel's behavior, Israel continues to drop white phosphorus on civilian targets in Lebanon, which is every flavor of a war crime you can imagine. Iran's
they're trying to get the trivecta. They're trying to get all of them, right? They're running the royal flush of war crimes here.
They looked at the Geneva Convention and said, that looks like a checklist.
Trying to win a game. Yeah.
They said, we're going to beat the Canadians at their own game.
Exactly.
Speaking of World War I.
No,
it's but you know, this whole thing of, I mean, the only reason we went into Iran in the first place was Israel told us to. So we did, because of course. And now that it's firmly and completely shot, just backfired, Trump's trying to get out of it, but Iran's holding our feet to the fire over Israel, as they should.
Right.
Because Israel keeps doing what they're doing, and Iran is like, hey, This memo says the Strait of Hormuz should be open, but bad news bears, Israel's still doing the war crime dance, yeah. So there's no oil or trade.
Yeah, so stop. Have them stop that. Tell your little brother to go stop behaving badly.
Tell your little friend to calm him, to behave himself.
Yeah, to behave himself. We're gonna smack you down some more.
It's
weird because I guess the Israelis are upset that the U.S. is turning their back on Israel and making this deal, telling them to stop. And I'm like, what part of President Trump have you not paid attention to since he backstabs and throws everybody under the bus once a problem gets too bad for him to deal with?
His entire life. Well, I mean, like forgetting everything before he was president, every moment since he was president has been the same problem.
And
the same behavior. Anybody who looks at this man and gets surprised by anything he does is an idiot.
Or
willfully ignorant of the situation. They have had their head buried in the sand for the last 12 years because they vote for Republicans, probably.
If you think that President Trump is going to do anything besides what makes him richer, you have not been paying attention at all, or you're part of the cult.
And more importantly,
in which case,
he's also going to do things that make him feel like the winner of the circumstance, right?
Yeah.
He didn't lose this thing with Iran. J.D. Vance did. He didn't lose some situation with Cuba. Marco Rubio did. He didn't lose XYZ. Someone else did. But when there's a win, it doesn't matter how many people helped him. He won, right?
Yeah.
But that's been his pattern his entire life.
That's malignant narcissism.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
he thinks he knows everything, and he thinks he's right about everything. He's the smartest man in the room, and if it doesn't work, it's not him because he's the smartest man in the room. It must have been you that screwed it up.
He's the smartest man in the room because he just shat himself again, and everyone left.
Everybody left. Yeah.
Did you see those pictures from France?
No, but I believe that his turds are the smartest guy in the room.
He's got, so it's two pictures, right? The one picture is from Trump's like left rear quarter, like looking at him, and he's kind of like turning his head a little bit, and he's doing this face. Hang on, let me see if I can get it.
Yeah,
for those at home who aren't watching, tense all of your stomach muscles.
Poopy face.
Yeah, hold your breath and then push. Face. Anyone who's seen a small child has seen this face. So he makes this face, and then the next image is everyone in the room around him kind of like leaning back and rubbing their nose, right? Every single person instantly leans away, and they're all like, whoa, buddy, yeehaw. And like somebody's like, it's AI. It's like, okay, maybe that one is, but here's the next picture, and it's everyone in the room standing. He's in one corner, and everyone else is in the opposite corner of the room.
Yeah.
He's alone because he stinks.
Yeah, and he's lost. And there's nobody telling him what to do or handling him.
Right. Nobody can handle him in a diplomatic setting because he's got to look strong on his own, but he isn't. Oh, God. It's so fucking stupid. It's just so stupid, man. It's we can make jokes and whatnot, but I'm exhausted with this crap because it's the same thing every week. Every week there's a new crisis or a new bullshit or a new this or a new that. A guy got arrested for taking some of the floating paint out of the pool yesterday.
Yeah.
And they're like, you vandalized. Like, no, we did it. Y'all put hydrogen peroxide in the water, and the paint didn't like it. What did he vandalize?
And the Interior Department saying that the pool is crystal clear.
They've now acknowledged there's a problem and launched a police investigation because somebody clearly vandalized. You wrote this on a script and tried to sell it to HBO as the next political drama, they laugh you out of the room. It's too stupid. If you follow The Boys, right, which is incredible television that I can't watch because television is an escape for me, and The Boys is not an escape. It is just a one-to-one lens of satire to what's been happening for the last 10 years.
Yeah, I can't watch that either.
it's like, it's good. It's so good. But it's way too close to reality. It's way too close to what we do every week here anyway. It's like, I need distance.
Yeah, that's why I can't watch any of that TV that's not really an escape or troubling or...
That said, you know, I watched season one of The Pit recently, which is an emergency room processional drama. No, it's an emergency room drama shot like 24. So it's 1 hour of the shift for the whole shift in the ER. And it's beautiful. It is not an escape. It will grip your heart and rip it out in a wonderful, impactful, just incredibly human manner. And in season one, they kind of blew their load because they hit all of the hot button things all in one season. I was like, guys, you got to pace this a little bit, because they got like abortion, and then they got a mass tragedy event, and all these other things. It's like, guys, way too much in one season. If you want to do more seasons, you got to save some stuff.
But I have their idea already.
Okay,
it's the pit, presidential poop. And they just have to go around resuscitating all the people who are in the room that the president shit in.
It's just smelling salts. It's just a crew of people smelling salts.
Yeah, changing diapers.
I mean, it's an old rumor, but the rumor has resurfaced that when people interview him, they put some Vicks up on their nose or their upper lip, so that they that's all they smell is the menthol, and not the president, which doesn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah.
I just